Palestinian fighters from the Al-Aqsa Brigades were assassinated and one injured in Bethlehem on Sunday after Israeli undercover forces stormed the city and fired at resistance fighters. At 6 p.m. on Sunday, Israeli special forces invaded the area surrounding Bethlehem's psychiatric hospital, killing Palestinian Ahmed Musleh. They injured and arrested two others. Amongst the two, Daniel Abu Hamami was pronounced dead at the Israeli Hadassah hospital just after 8 p.m. Ahmed Musleh was on the Israeli wanted list and was from Dehesha refugee camp in Bethlehem. The injured man was identified as Arafat Abu Sha'ira from the Al-Azhar refugee camp, also in Bethlehem. The three men were in a car near Bethlehem Psychiatric Hospital. Israeli forces, in what was described as an ambush, opened fire on the vehicle. Ahmed Musleh was killed attempting to flee. Daniel and Arafat, both shot in the ambush, were violently arrested by soldiers who beat and tortured the men as they dragged them into the military ambulance. The three were accused of being members of the Fatah-linked armed resistance group, the Al-Aqsa Brigades. A local man present at the killings describes the scene.
There was a VW car. It contained four masked men and another four unmasked. They shot at the youth's car. It hit the wall. There were three men inside. They forced one out and started to hit him. Another tried to run away. They killed him on the spot. His name was Ahmed Musleh. They had hold of Daniel Abu Hamama, who was injured but not killed. They made him undress and forced him into the army ambulance, along with Arafat Abu Shira, who they handcuffed and blindfolded. Then they left.
The Israelis refused to return Daniel's body to his family for burial until the cost of Daniel's fatal one-night stay in Hadassah Hospital was paid for. Daniel was laid to rest at 4 p.m. on Monday. Sabu George Abu Hamama, the father of Daniel, speaks of his son's murder.
My son was a wanted person. He was under surveillance for a long time. When they got the chance, he was with two other young men. They started to shoot at their car near the psychiatric hospital. Even though they were unarmed, they shot them. They did not die, but were injured. They pulled my son for 20 to 30 meters into an open garage, where they killed him. It was an assassination, clearly.
Bethlehem Governor Salah Al-Tamari condemned the Israeli operation, saying that Israel persists in its actions to inflame the situation within the Palestinian territories. Tamari added that the special forces are Israel's death squads used to assassinate fighters in cold-blooded murder by attacking and firing without warning. Israel wants to drag the whole area into a renewed cycle of violence, Tamari said. For Indie Media Radio London, from imemc.org in occupied Bethlehem, this is Penny Quinton.